Donegal itself is a vast amount of shoreline. If you leave from Muff right around all of the coast there to land over in Kellybegs there, and look at the number of seaports that is in there, from Greencastle, Mobile, right round Rathmullen, Downinch, Buttonport, and right around the coast, right around to Kellybegs, that is extensively used by very many people. And Donegal also has an international airport, and probably several registered landing strips. And then if you take the situation there that north or south of Donegal there, you have Derry, Strabane and Enniskillen, all in close proximity to small little towns. You also have historically the connection of West Donegal to Scotland and mainland England there, where people transverse over and back for employment there. That brings its own problems. But then there's another situation in the Donegal division. They stand alone. They don't have adjoining divisions that they can call on for support there for policing. And Councillor McCaffrey made an excellent point there, where he said that a dog would be a tremendous asset to the force in Donegal there. I don't know what the situation is in relation to numbers there involved in the drug unit there. But I have seen it in the past there, being highlighted there in local radio by the Garda representative, Philip Brendan O'Connor. Mm. He extensively highlighted the lack of vehicles in Donegal that's in use for the Garda there. And he actually gave the number, which is quite frightening, the number of stations that hadn't a vehicle there. So I would think that Councillor McClafferty's suggestion had a lot of merit, that a dog could be used. If you look at the number of articulated vehicles that come into Donegal every day there with produce there from Northern Ireland and from Southern Ireland there, to search one of those, the manpower involved would be quite horrific. The man-hour involved to search one of those vehicles. So I think it had a lot of merit, what Councillor McCaffrey suggests.
And in terms of policing, James, in reality, would it be more the deterrence rather than the actual detections, in that, you know, if maybe, say, for instance, Donegal was being seen as a soft touch, and unfortunately we know that drugs are in every town and community in this county, that the presence of such a canine would be a deterrent? In other words, people would say, well, maybe that's not an easy route to do this, that and the other, rather than actual detections itself. From a policing perspective, is that how it works?
Well, as an effective deterrent, you have to have detections. You know, the visibility aspect would definitely be excellent. But you also, I would feel that it could be used for detection purposes. But, and I just mentioned all the different areas, that high-risk areas. If you take Gardaí leaving Milford and going to our international airport over in South Donegal, it'd be virtually the same as a Gardaí car leaving Monaghan and going to Dublin Airport. And you can imagine a Dublin Airport at the nearest 24-hour station was down in Monaghan to try and police Dublin Airport. The people in Dublin would be crying out. And that's exactly the same thing in road time from Milford out to the airport out in Carrickfinn. It's the same road time as what it would be from Monaghan up to Dublin Airport. So that gives you an idea about the terrain that the Gardaí have to cover.